We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's topic is how to find peace of mind and happiness when you feel so out of control. You know, there's so much going on in the world today, and I feel like the anxiety that we get from it really just throws us off our path of everything, our jobs, our life balance. You know, we get all this anxiety and we don't know what to do with it. Well, when you find that inner peace, I feel like that's what really helps us not only stay on our path, but it helps us find balance in our life and our day. And that's what we need. You know, we need balance in our life and our day, and we need to be at peace when we're trying to find that balance, or we're trying to live through that balance. You know, there's so much that's overwhelming in the world. And when you can find the inner peace, that state of mental, spiritual, and emotional calm, despite all the stresses in the world, that's when you know you're in a good place. And that's when you know, no matter what is going on, you're going to get through it mentally and physically. And that's what you want to do. Now, of course, the path to inner peace is different for everyone. But there are really simple things that we can do to make us feel better. Because, you know, it's normal. It's normal to feel what you're feeling. Whatever it is, with whatever's going on in the world or whatever's going on in your life at this moment, you know, it's normal to feel that anxiety. It's normal to feel almost lost. And the reality is that you may experience this more than just once or twice in your life. People experience this all the time. You know, it's not only just when a big thing happens in the world, people experience this anxiety all the time. Now, if you don't, you're very lucky. No matter how many times you do experience it, you want to be able to have that inner peace to control it. Because the most important thing we have to realize is this does not have to be your permanent state of mind. When you learn how to find peace of mind and happiness, that's what will change it. And of course, remember, when you find this calm life experience, inner peace, it doesn't mean that you'll never face stress again. Instead, it just makes you more resilient, a more resilient person, and helps you deal with the stress in a far more constructive manner. And that's what I want for you. So how do we find that inner peace? What do we do? You know, I just did a healthy tip of the week. And I said, you know, one of the most important things we do is we have to find gratitude in what we have in our day. You know, we all have things to be grateful for. And sometimes we forget that because we're so focused on all the bad. And we don't want to focus on the bad. We want to focus on the positive things in our life, and we want to be grateful for them. So that is definitely number one. Think about what you are grateful for in your life every day. It could be the same thing every day. It could be something different every day, but that's what's going to help you bring positive. And also it's going to help you bring inner peace, because you're going to feel, I have things to be grateful for and I have to focus on that. Another is hard for so many. Embrace forgiveness. You know, it is really possible to find this inner peace with the chaos that's going on today. One thing that will hold you back every time when you're trying to find that inner peace is holding on to a grudge. Resentment festers any attempts to reach the state of peacefulness. Holding on to grudges will not change anything that happened. Instead, it will only make matters worse by creating tension and stress in your everyday life. So free yourself from the cloud of negative emotions that grudges bring. And we must remember, when we forgive someone of their wrongdoing, it doesn't absolve them of the responsibility what they did. Okay. It doesn't take that away. They still did what they did. And however each person is going to pay for what they've done, and this is in every aspect of everyone's life, because we all have different things that we are struggling to forgive for. But it's not about that. It frees you from carrying that burden for them. Releasing anger and resentment will free up your mind and allow you to focus on more positive aspects of your life. That's what you need to do. Holding the grudge, holding that burden for them is not helping you. It's actually helping them. So what you want to do is you want to release that. And another thing that we have to remember is to always forgive ourselves for our own past mistakes. We all make errors. We all make mistakes, but these are opportunities for us to grow. You know, that's what you have to remember. And you have to forgive yourself for making them and learn from them. When you learn from your mistake, you put it in a positive state, and that's what you want. Another thing is we have to accept that life has challenges. Everyone faces hard times, difficult people, tough decisions, things going on in the world. How these issues are dealt with differs from person to person. What causes some people to handle life's obstacles more easily than others is acceptance. When you accept that life will sometimes present you with challenges that you frequently can't control the outcome, you will have greater peace of mind. Change what you can, accept what you cannot control, pray for it, hope for it, learn from it, and know the difference. We don't have control over what's going on in the world. Can you make a difference? Maybe in your community you can. You know, that's one way to find inner peace is how can you make a difference in something you have no control over? So stop stressing about what's actually going on and think about in your community, how can you change that? In your little world, how can you change it? Okay. In your family, how can you change it? What can you do positive to change what you can't control what's going on in the world? Another thing to do is to get to know yourself better. We live in such an increasingly busy and distracted world. We don't want the hustle and bustle of everyday life to keep you from getting to know yourself. And that happens every day to people. We're so in the go, 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 forward, 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 which is great, but not when you're not stopping to appreciate, to find the positivity, to be grateful for, and to even learn anything about yourself. Do you even want to do what you're doing right now? Whether it's your career, whether it's a relationship, are you even happy with where you are? Or are you just so focused on moving forward to the next thing, you're not even thinking about it? You know, this is such an important factor in your life. You have to stop and think, where am I at right now? You know, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. So do I still want the same things? I'm going for the same thing. I'm in the same thing. But am I happy? Am I feeling good? Do I have peace where I'm at? Or am I finding myself to be angry and upset and just keep moving forward because I'm really just running away from where I am? And this is such an important factor. You have to stop and you have to think, who am I right now? You know, where have I grown to? Where is my mentality right now? What do I really want? What makes me happy? You have to think about what makes you happy, because when you find that answer, and sometimes it takes a while, and that's why I say, you may not find that answer just by asking yourself. And I think the only way to even know what makes you happy is to figure out who you are and what you want. You know, remember, make sure you're still happy with the goals you set for yourself a year ago or 2 years ago. Sometimes we change as we grow, and we don't always want the same things we wanted. And that doesn't mean you just give up on them, but maybe you modify them, you know, change them to what you want and where you're happy. Don't settle for less. Don't settle to be unhappy. Don't settle to not have peace and gratitude. Figure out who you are, what you want, by asking yourself, what do I want? What is going to make me happy? Am I happy? Maybe you are happy right now and you're like, you know what? I'm happy and I'm moving forward and I'm going to keep going because this is what makes me happy. Fantastic. That's how you find inner peace. And if it's not the answer that you're not happy and you don't know why you are where you are, or you just feel like you're on this hamster wheel that just keeps going round and round and you can't get off it, that's when you have to stop and you have to figure out what makes you happy. Because you have one life and you better know what makes you happy. And even if it changes every 6 months, stop and think. Make sure you're doing what is making you happy, not what is making everyone else happy. Even though that's important, it has to start with you. That's what's going to give you the inner peace, your happiness. Make sure you practice self-compassion, okay? Especially during your self-reflection, while you're asking yourself these things, and you may find yourself you're not in a happy place or you're not where you want it to be, make sure you're practicing self-compassion. Be patient and understanding with yourself. Don't judge and don't compare yourself to others. You are so unique and different. You are so much more than you probably even realize. And you have so much to offer yourself and the world. You just sometimes have to figure out what it is and how it's going to make you happy and find that inner peace with it. Allow yourself time and space to grow and change and set your sights for where you want to go, what you want to become, what your goals are. I tell you all the time how important your goals are. This is why. And they will change. As we grow, we change. But that's why it's so important to stop, think, where are you now? What are your goals? And that's what you strive for. But be patient with yourself. This is all part of the most exciting things in life. This is what will give you that inner peace, is knowing the journey is the most exciting thing. The journey that we live, getting from point A to point B, or figuring out who we are and who we want to become, that's the best part. Remember to always be a friend to yourself. I say it, and I've done blogs about it, and I've done podcasts about it. You should always be your own best friend. You intuitively know who you are, what you want, how important you are. And we are often our own worst critics. We beat ourselves up for minor mistakes. We take on too much responsibility, and we're never quite satisfied with our own efforts. We look at everything else around us and what everyone else has and what they're doing. It's time to be kinder to yourself and show yourself that same compassion and understanding you show everyone else. It's called self-love. Practice self-love, self-compassion. It's so important to remind yourself of your own worth. When you're your own best friend, you will tell yourself how important you are, how good you are, how much you have to offer yourself and the world and to everyone around you. When you think kind thoughts and say positive things about yourself, others will also follow that example. You know, our words are so important. If you sit there and go, I'm stupid, or I can't do that. Well, when you say things like that, whether it's to yourself or out loud, that's what you're putting out into the universe. That's what you're putting out into the world. And you'll find that's what others will think of you, because that's what you're saying. That's what you're feeling. That's what you're putting out there. So watch your words. Think about your words. Think about what you're saying and how important they are. Your own thoughts about yourself are the only ones you can control. So be kind to yourself. Be positive with yourself. And you will never feel that uneasiness. Your confidence and self-esteem will soar. You'll find inner peace when you learn that the only thoughts and opinion that matters are your own. I can't stress enough, of course, through all of this, that one of the most important things is take care of your physical health, because your mental health and your physical health go hand in hand. Your physical health is the foundation for everything else in your life. When you're physically healthy, you have the energy and the stamina to do what you love. You're also better able to handle stress, both physically and emotionally. So taking care of your physical health is so important. Ensure always that you're on your program, you're doing the right things. When you can incorporate exercise, you're incorporating it. Get your sleep. regular checkups and screenings, and don't hesitate to see a doctor if something feels off. Your physical health is a reflection of your overall well-being. When you care for your body, you're also caring for your mind and your spirit. Nourish all three with self-care, and you'll find it easier to find peace of mind and happiness. And of course, we have to remember to always enjoy the beauty of nature. I am always doing that. That's why I run. I love being outside. I love the air, even when it's raining. I know it sounds crazy, but when it's raining, I feel like it's like a spiritual bath. Spending time outside is so good for the mind, body, and soul. So whether you're walking, jogging, hiking, biking, being outside stimulates all the senses. The sights, sounds, and smell of nature are relaxing and peaceful. It is difficult for anyone to feel gloomy when you're surrounded by trees, plants, flowers, the sun, the clouds, the rain. Nature is a great source of calm and relaxation. It can provide an escape from the hustle and bustle of the modern world. Also, with everything going on in the world, just an escape from the news, the social media. You know, the sight of an ocean or a mountain can remind us that we are just a small part of something so much bigger. And this can help us put our problems and worries into perspective sometimes. So when it feels like the world is too much, take a break, spend some time in nature. Do whatever you do to enjoy the fresh air. When you take time to appreciate the beauty of nature, you can gain inner peace that will help you put your mind at ease. You know, they've done so many studies on how important gratitude is, to take a simple moment each day to just be grateful for what you have, reasons to be happy, what made today great for you. Did someone do something kind for you? Did you get to see something beautiful, maybe a sunset? Try to keep the negative out. I know there's so much of it, and it's really important sometimes to just stay off social media, stay away from the news. Of course, we don't want to ignore it ever, but just give your mind a break from it sometimes. And that's why you go out in nature to do that. And that's where you find the gratitude, and that's where you'll find the inner peace. Remember, everything you're feeling is so common. The important thing is what you do about it. While achieving peace of mind and happiness in an imperfect world is not always easy, even the smallest steps in the right direction can help you. If you've taken away anything from this, let it be this: you have the power to find inner peace and happiness. So start today. I hope this helped, and I'm wishing everyone a very peaceful week full of positive and gratitude. Find it in yourself, find it in your life, find it in your world. It's there. I love you all. Much love and hugs from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.